you guys out of here. I, William Christensen, purchased the property located at 348 Meadow Lane in July of 2019. My wife and I have long-term plans to raise our four children here. It is of much concern to us that there are proposed plans to build a large telecom tower in close proximity to our home for several reasons. First, the tower will be directly visible from our front porch and will be an eyesore. The tower will reduce the value of our home. Second, the area is residential in the neighborhood. There's a telecom tower just off the Reinhardt/Rosewood already. Why do we need another one? Why erect a telecom tower in a residential area? Third, my wife and I have medical concerns with living close to a tower. Today, research on long-term effects to high exposure wireless signals is limited. We do not know what kind of wireless technology will be installed, and with each comes its own set of concerns. For us, it is our preference to avoid such risk to our children. We are fine with telecom towers, just not in close proximity to our home. All right, I'm talking fast. I just want to ask two things of you, and then I'll yield. I don't even have a timer on there. Two things of you. First, I would hope that you vote in opposition to this, as I really don't believe that it is compatible with our neighborhood, or is it safe? And then secondly, I would ask that if you do give more time to the applicant to address any of these concerns, that in accordance with Robert Rules of Order, you also give each one of us the equivalent amount of time. All right, thank you very much. Unless there's any questions for me.
I would disagree that we have to give you more time based on Robert's rules of order. So okay. Just to clarify that, because the applicant will be able to come up and address concerns for the application.
Okay.
All right?
I will get you that. Okay. Any questions for me?
No. Next.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Christian Sally. I live at 298 Beeler. So if you can show where that's at, so right below, yes, to the right side of that. So my driveway is actually the easement that'll be used to get to the cell phone tower. So I'm right on top of this thing. To kind of put the 195 feet into perspective, the Branson Ferris wheel is 150 feet. So we were talking 45 feet taller than the Branson Ferris wheel. I'm going to see that thing every day. Like one of my other neighbors said, every time you go outside, I'm going to see this thing. My daughter was outside the other day at night, and I asked her what she's doing. She said,
"Is that her back
there?"
Yeah,
that's all right. That's my daughter back there. She said she's looking at the stars, and I was like, "Okay, yeah, man, that's cool." So we're going to have a blinking cell phone tower in the backyard if she wants to look at stars. I don't think that's good for this area. I bought this house back in July. I had no idea that a cell phone tower was going to go in there at all. I am concerned about my property values dropping because of it. You had numbers for the east and the west as far as it was from the property lines. I think judging by the size of the blue, which is 100 by 100, that's like, 200 feet from my property? I just don't see this as being compatible with the neighborhood. If I would have known it was going to go there when I was looking back in July, I would not have purchased my property there. I would have passed on this property. So, like everybody else, I enjoy my cell phone, but it does not belong in a residential neighborhood. These are all residences. Before, like a lot of people brought up, the cell phone tower, the existing one, right off Reinhardt, that's kind of commercial, the industrial area, so what? I'm fine with that where it is, but not in a residential neighborhood. Please pose this.
All right. Thank you. Your daughter's doing great, by the way, back there. Doing awesome. So did we get everyone that wanted to speak for or against this application? You want to pop back up?
So I tried to take notes of everybody's concerns as they were going through things. First thing on my list, as far as safety goes, we do operate within licensed frequencies, and we do operate at permissible levels as guide set forth by the FCC. Even at the base of the tower, the exposure to RF is hundreds of times lower than what is deemed safe and permissible, and that's by the federal government. You actually get more radiation from using your microwave or from your Wi-Fi. There are cell phone arrays within hospitals, within shopping centers, on top of Walmart. within college campuses on school property. And as stated, there is a tower up on Reinhardt that was submitted. It is too close to an existing site that is on the other side of the highway. And I do have coverage maps that just got to me like 15 minutes before this meeting that show kind of why these sites are needed. And I'm happy to pass this around so you can kind of see that as well. But the reason it is in this area is because towers have to be in the center of the population. You're shooting off signal in three different directions. So if we're outside of the neighborhood, we can only shoot in from one direction. If we're in the middle, then we're covering a lot more area. As far as unsightly, again, this property was actually chosen because of distance away from other properties. There's a lot of foliage around the edges to, you know, hide the base of the tower. Part of the top is probably going to be visible again from the west side. The photo sims that were submitted are submitted, those are made to scale. So the chances that, you know, you can't see it from Beeler Road, but you could see it from 3,000 feet away are pretty slim, unless that's a much, much higher elevation. Also, again, part of the reason this property was selected was the state park. You know, can't go in there. Flood zone by the river, can't go there. Also, the topography of the area drops significantly as you move south. So you couldn't really be outside, and the farther south you go, the taller the tower is going to have to be. Technology that's going to be installed is 4G LTE. So it's for high speed data and voice over data. As far as the height goes, that was a consideration, as stated previously by somebody, if you are at 200 feet or above, you have to be lit. With this being 195 feet, it shouldn't have to be lit. So again, I know a lot of people don't like looking at their window at night and seeing those flashing red lights. So that was a consideration in the tower height, and design of the tower. And as far as generator goes, there is no generator for this site. There is a battery backup, but that's no different than the battery in your car. It's just an array of several batteries. And that backs up the site typically for about 48 hours. If those batteries die down, then what they do is they have a pickup truck that comes out and charges them. Any further questions?
I think there will definitely be questions. So, and I can appreciate what, you know, you're attempting to do, what you came here to represent. And we've got owners that live in the area. So, are there any direct questions for the applicant or discussion amongst the members?
I'm curious to know what the ultimate height does your organization track? I don't know anything about towers.
Sure.
Does your organization track what that level above sea level is? I'm thinking from aviation purposes.
So we
how
do.
How close we are to the local airport.
So we do have to, we do file things with the FAA and the FCC. And this one, because it's under 200 feet and it's far enough away from the airport, there's a determination of no hazard. Which I can submit as well. And as far as above sea level, that is on the certified survey. I don't know what it is, like off the top of my head, what that location is.
I don't think we have a survey.
Well, we got a site plan.
Site plan.
I think the survey is actually in the site plan. Let's see. Total site elevation, 945 feet. Maybe what it is above sea level, I guess.
Any other questions?
I got one. Tell me in layman's terms why that other tower won't work.
So. The red dots are existing U.S. cellular sites. and that other tower is kind of up here by 65. Mm-hmm. So we're getting too close to that tower, and we're not going to be covering all this kind of blue area down here. So this is the coverage map without it right now. All this white area is gaps in coverage. That's with the new proposed site. So we're going to be adding coverage redundancy in some places and then new coverage.
You say it's too close to the other tower?
Yes, so...
There's one right across the road from it.
So...
Well, that's what I
know. There's one on each side of 65 up there.
So US Cellular has a tower right here. And so as we move up here, we're not going to be able to cover these areas down here.
You can't rent space on that tower?
We can rent space on it, but it won't meet the coverage objectives. So as we move north and this way, we're not going to be able to cover these areas down here. Also, I guess one thing that was brought up that I forgot to note, the site plan...
If you can go ahead and head back.
The site plan shows multiple RAD centers just because there could be, just like... The tower up on Reinhardt, they can lease space for other carriers. That doesn't mean, US Cellular is installing one RAD center at 195 feet. But there is space on the tower for others, should it work.
Any other questions for the applicant directly or amongst ourselves?
Well, I think he makes a good argument for the tower, but I think the neighborhood makes a better argument for against the tower. Being in a residential neighborhood.
Yeah, I would. It sounds like a very sound business need that's being proposed in the wrong location.
Exactly. Yeah, I've seen them. We've had them come for us before and say this is the only location that will work, and we turn them down and they find another one.
So do we need any other discussion, or is someone open to make a motion on the application? Before us?
I'll make a motion to deny the application based on compatibility with the neighborhood.
Okay, we've got a motion on the floor.
I'll second it.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? And the motion on the floor is to deny the application. So all those in favor to deny the application, raise your... Oh, I'm sorry.
He presented us with four towers.
We'll have to do each one.
Okay.
We'll have to do each one. Yeah, on Beeler or near Beeler. So we've got a motion, a second. Any further discussion? And again, the motion is to deny the application. So all those in favor of voting to deny the application, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
So if you guys can keep order out there.